We've got Joel and Phaedra here from Pearly, the Otapoti indie noise rock band, here to talk about their new single, Superglue, the first single off their upcoming album, Not So Sweet, that's out on August 29th. Hi, guys.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
How are you guys doing? How are you on this lovely Wednesday?
We're really good.
Charlie's
sitting on both of us, the studio dog.
Yeah, he's always good.
It's
helps
like a
the
bridge
vibe.
Between.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Oh, okay, so talk to us about Superglue. First introduce us to Pearly. Who's in it? How'd you guys start?
Pearly is me, Phaedra, Ryan...
And Josh.
And Josh. And we're, I guess we're just a bunch of friends. Started a band in 2023. And, just been like, this is our first album. Put out an EP just over a year ago, and this is our debut record coming out now, and this is our first single off of that record.
Cool. Now, Joel, you also play in Dale Kerrigan.
Yep.
Phaedra, do you do any other musical stuff as well, or is Pearly your sole project?
Pearly is definitely, the main project. I do a little bit of solo stuff as well, but...
Cool.
Yeah.
How do you guys find that your different musical backgrounds and what you're doing come together when you're making Pearly?
I feel like when I see like Phaedra's songs, it's definitely like a little more of like a poppy kind of singer songwriter approach. Mm-hmm. I'm just speaking for how I view it, and then like with my experience in Dale, like a kind of I like leaning towards like trying to make it a little noisier, break it up a bit, make it feel a little weirder.
So we kind of, I feel like we bring both of those elements together.
Yeah. But in the same way, like, I love, like, pop music, well, pop rock and stuff, so I definitely love that there's that catchy side to it.
Because there is definitely, with Pearly, throughout all of your songs, something that really stands out is the sort of space that's there, that balance between noise and melody. So that is intentional.
Oh, I'm glad that's there, because I think that's like one of the ideas behind Pearly. So I'm glad that comes through.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. It's something that I really like about you guys as a band. What is are your influences individually?
Ooh, good question. At the moment, I would say I always would reference bands like Wednesday and Mannequin Pussy, just in particular when thinking about Pearly and like who I'm thinking of when I'm trying to write a Pearly song.
Well, this record, I was like just super into Interpol. I was listening to that Turn on the Bright Lights album all the time. So that's probably the biggest one for this record. But then like my songwriting kind of goes back to like lots of stuff from the British indie scene, like kind of just after grunge happened and stuff. So like, I don't know, like Ride and Radiohead and stuff like that.
So what does the songwriting process look like? Is it collaborative?
Yeah.
It's super collaborative. I feel like a lot of the time, Joel will come up with like a riff or something, and then we'll kind of work on the lyrics together, or like, often one of us will have one idea and then we just work on that idea together.
Yeah, pretty much. And then like you bring it into to practice, and it's kind of enters a new phase of collaboration where like, you know, Josh will have ideas and Ryan will have ideas of what the song structure is. And I think like it's important to kind of hear out all of those ideas, because people are smart and people are smarter than you. So... I mean, even just yesterday, Phaedra came over and we just played guitar, tried to work out a core of a song, and it was like, you know, felt right when it was like stuck in the head, and we were both like real stoked with it.
When you talk about your influences and then you talk about your songwriting as well, obligatory Radio 1 question, you're an Otapoti band. How has the Dunedin sound affected the music that you guys put out?
Well, I don't know about... the Dunedin sound, I mean, like, I like some of those bands for sure, but in a real way, someone from the Dunedin sound who really helped was David Kilgar has been real nice with us and stuff, and we got in touch with him, and it was great to meet him, mostly because Nick thought one of the songs, Nick Rowan, who we recorded the album with, thought one of the songs sounded like a Clean song. And I mean, I love the Clean, but I guess it was just cool to kind of meet those sorts of people who kind of put that down and hear that some of the music that we'd made they really liked, so I felt like we had to be doing something all right.
Oh, I definitely think so. And I mean, it's being released with Flying Nun, is it not?
Yes. Yeah.
That's a pretty good sign.
Flying Nun, Leather Jacket Records and Pina Colada Records have also been super, super helpful. But yeah, we're stoked on that.
Recording an album, especially something that you're putting, as you guys have, to vinyl, is quite different from live performances. And I've seen you guys live. You have big energy when you're live. Cool. How has that translated? Are you treating, do you find yourselves treating the songs differently at all?
Yeah, I feel like almost like the studio is like a place to kind of like finish writing the song. And if you saw me in the studio, I'm jumping around in the studio just as much as I am on stage. And we try to play as much live and record live in the studio. So we had the whole band set up, just playing through amps in different rooms and stuff, but we're all in one room to get that energy across. I'm jumping around, and then like what we did in the studio, finishing the songs, finishing the parts, doing the overdubs, showed us then how to play the songs better live when we played them live next. So it really feeds off each other.
Yeah, I think when we were like recording stuff as well, we kind of saw what we needed to change.
Yeah.
Like we changed quite a lot. Like there were some songs, like we had this one song on the album that we thought we were just going to do perfectly and like one take, record it so easily. And it was probably the most difficult song to get right. And then another song we recorded perfectly, like, yeah, like in the studio, but we just can't get it live right yet. Like it's very, I don't know.
Yeah, and that in that respect, it's like, it is really different to playing live.
Now the single Superglue, what made you guys pick that as your single release?
Well, it's kind of, I think it's most of our, like, the big single I'm super, and I think all of us are super, super excited about is a single, Not So Sweet, which is the title track. But Superglue was a track we were super stoked on as well, but it was, like, good to kind of put it out there and then, like, gather some hype to really, I think, like, with the next single, kind of knock it out of the park. That takes away with from Superglue at all. But also in a more logistical sense, we filmed the music video for Superglue ourselves and edited it together, and we did a far bigger project for Not So Sweet, like a music video as well, filmed by Kieran J. Dodd. He's a legend. But that's going to take more time to edit and finish and get perfect, so just logistically we knew we would have this single ready to go before the next one.
I quite like the handmade vibe of the music video. It's very fun. For those of you who haven't seen it, it's kind of like you are the microphone. It's quite fun.
Yeah, we just like literally had like a little handy cam and just like wrapped it up in masking tape onto like each instrument
at band practice,
and then we like played through the song like what, how many different
I guess,
angles
like,
are there
five times
yeah.
Maybe
yeah and then just cut it together.
No, it's great. I think it sort of matches the youthful vibe of Superglue. Yeah. And I was going to ask you what song off the album you feel encompasses where Pearly is headed as a band, but from the sounds of it, it's Not So Sweet.
Oh, I actually don't know. I feel like Not So... Do you want to go? You feel like you have something to say on this?
I mean, yeah, I feel like Not So Sweet has definitely been one of the, you know, significant songs for this album, but I don't necessarily think that will be the direction in the future.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I feel like Not So Sweet was like...
It's like a particular... time.
It's kind of like the guiding light of that album, and... we're stoked on it, but if there's like a song that, or a couple songs that feel like they're shining a light on the next album. I'd say, like, the song we have called Limousine is kind of up there for me. It's like, the energy it can do live and the energy it has in the recording is, like, something that I think all of us have been real stoked on. And, like, when we've gotten into the band practices, I think it's been, like, songs with a feeling more like that that have been, like, speaking to us more.
Cool. And final question here. Thank you guys so much for coming in and having this chat. Final question for people who haven't heard Pearly before. If each of you could describe it in one sentence, what would you say?
Ooh, okay.
Take your time. Think about it. And while you think about it, I'll remind everyone that the new single Superglue is out now and Not So Sweet will be out on August 29th. More time. It's okay.
Do you... one sentence for Pearly.
Okay. Let's just be real vain.
Go crazy.
Best music ever.
Hell yeah. That's what I'll say. Back yourself. Nice. New Joel?
I'm really proud.
Great. Two perfect sentences. If that hasn't convinced you to go listen to Pearly, I don't know what will. Well, thank you guys so much for being here on the Wednesday Drive here at Radio 191 FM. That was Phaedra and Joel from Pearly, and this is their new single, Superglue.
Thank you.
More of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.